Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Golden Minerals, traded on the TSX and the NYSE under the symbol AUMN. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Warren Wren. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, Golden Minerals has transitioned from an exploration company to a production company focused in Mexico, thanks to the production now coming out of the Rodeo mine. Now, just to remind everybody, the company also holds two other projects in Mexico, as well as an Argentinian property. We're really going to focus on Mexico here and the Q3 results that were released on November 4th. Now, it was the first ever profitable quarter from mining operations at the Rodeo mine. Revenue of $8.5 million was generated. That yielded a net operating margin of $4.2 million just in the third quarter, 2021. Let's start there. Warren, take us through this first profitable quarter for the company at the Rodeo mine, please.
Yeah, thanks, Corey. Now, we're real pleased with the results. Rodeo has been ticking along wonderfully. It's going on no better than planned in terms of operations, in terms of gold production for the quarter. And we actually saved some money on the per ounce basis of gold production net of silver. So we came in better than expected, in my opinion, on the operating margin at $4.2 million. That revenue compares to last year when we were just renting out that plant at Villardena was only about half of that. So we're pretty pleased. It's going well. We're building cash, and we're delivering on a promise to become a profitable producer.
Now, Warren, something else that was posted in that news release talks about the overall guidance that the company had for 2021, guidance of between 12 to 14,000 ounces of gold. You mentioned that you're on track to achieve the higher end of that guidance. And then you also have already exceeded your guidance for silver production of 25,000 to 30,000 ounces. Take us through that silver aspect. Can this be almost assumed to continue where you are producing more silver ounces than you had expected?
It's an interesting aspect on the silver side. Now, we're seeing higher silver around the periphery of the high gold grade core of the deposit. So I think we will see continued additional silver production over initial plan. However, the bump that we got from the production that we've reported this year, actually some of that came as material already in solution when we got the plant back from Hecla. And so it's an interesting sideline from having leased that plant out. Now they finished up and there was some extra silver still dissolved in the fluids in the plant. And that's where we exceeded that initial guidance on for that part, but we will be seeing continued extra silver production. It's not terribly material, but it is interesting.
Another thing you've done is you've been able to bring the cost down, which is good. That's helped on the profitability. How do you see your initiatives being able to continue as far as cost cutting? Because I know that a lot of companies are being faced with input cost rises in fuel, in labor, in many areas of the business. Do you think it's something that will start affecting margins moving forward, this inflationary backdrop everybody's facing? Or do you have other ways to keep reducing costs as you expand the resources there?
Well, we're going to be subject to the same increasing costs as everyone else in terms of labor and basic materials. In Mexico, it seems like the inflationary pressure is a little bit less than it is in the U.S., for example. However, we are seeing some upward pressure mostly on labor costs there. The one thing that we can do to manage the cost per ounce is increased recovery at the plant, and we've been working hard at that, and we've seen some gains. We're grinding a little bit finer by grinding a little bit less material, trying to keep the daily throughput right around 500 dry metric tons per day rather than a little bit more like we can, but then we don't get as fine a grind. And the other aspect is by putting more air into the agitated leach train, which gives higher oxygen levels in the leach solution, and that gives better dissolution by cyanide to get the gold out. So I think we're going to make enough gains on the recovery side to make up for the losses on the increased cost side. So I think we'll be able to keep our cost profile pretty close to where it is, between the mid 800 per ounce to at most 900 per ounce of gold net of silver.
Okay, that's good that you have a way to kind of offset some of it with some operational efficiencies. Well, another thing is the marketplace, when they've looked at Rodeo in the past, some commentators have shrugged that it was a little bit small, but you've spent some time, you know, your first initiative was let's get it in production first and then we'll grow it, because the market was not rewarding companies to just drill out 10, 20 years of mine life. They weren't going to get the return from shareholders and from the marketplace and that. But now that you're in production, now that you're producing revenues, you have spent some time drilling around Rodeo to expand it. What can you tell us about the update of that, and how has the drilling been going, Warren?
So, yeah, the drilling has been going really well, and, you know, we've got some very good grade intervals. We've reported a couple of sets of data, and we'll have the final set of drill data out here pretty soon, you know, still in this month. Now, we're going to have to work that through our models to see exactly what it translates to in terms of resource additions. You know, we're certain that we've found more. You know, I don't think it's a multiple of the original life of mine, but it's a modest increase, I think, and we'll have to see as we get the resource completed and then go through our mining model to make sure we understand how that translates to the additional life of mine. It's actually a bit more involved of a process than you might think, because you have to, of course, model the stripping ratio and the mine plan again. It takes a bit of time, even on a smaller operation. So, yeah, the short mine life on Rodeo, you know, we recognize that going in, but because we had a low capital cost to start, it wasn't that impactful on the economics. And so any kind of extension of the mine life that we can put on this will be obviously very beneficial to the company and to the shareholders. And we're doing all we can to make it as big as it can get.
So, Warren, that obviously ties in then with a continued program into next year as well, right? Because you haven't hit the limits of this deposit, have you? It sounds like you're just more taking a systematic approach, generating cash flow from production and going after some of these near-term, easier ounces to add. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's quite fair. There are additional targets on the property that we intend to look into. You know, and I think we can do that at a fairly, reasonable cost of doing some additional exploration work next year. So we've got the low-hanging fruit. We got the initial high-grade core. We looked right around that pit to see how we could get the expansions drilled out and add to that mine life. And now next year we'll go into some of these other areas a little bit further from the existing open pit and see what else we can put together in terms of mineable resource. Certainly the system is large and extensive, and we have not exhausted the exploration effort on it. So you're quite right.
Well, Warren, just pivoting over to what could be my number two for next year, and that's Velardania. So for people that are not familiar with it, this mine was actually in production in the past with silver, lead, and zinc. But you're now, as a company, exploring the potential to do a biooxidation gold circuit where you could also recover the gold component from Velardania, and you're waiting on some economic studies on that to see how it'll all work in and what the mining sequence would be if you were to bring that on into production again next year. Can you give us an update on Velardania and how all that's going?
Yeah, and Velardania is really the exciting project here. Even though we have produced previously, the economics of Velardania are completely different if you get a good gold payable from that mineral. The actual values in the ore or in the mineralized material is about half and half silver and gold, and we really had not been receiving much value from the gold portion at all when we were previously operating. So this plan to use biooxidation to oxidize arsenopyrite concentrate, which contains the bulk of the gold in the deposit once the flotation separation has been completed, and we've been following that for years now with Udutech, who owns the technology. They're currently doing studies over in South Africa to do the last series of batch testing, which will give us, the detailed residence time that we need in the tanks that determines the size of the biox plant. So that dictates the actual cost, the capital cost of building the biox facility. And those are the numbers we're waiting for. So waiting for the capital cost numbers of putting this together. We had previously assumed about $6 million in capital cost. I think it'll be more. I just don't know how much more. Not a huge amount more, but it will be more expensive than we had initially planned. So we'll have that information in hand early next year, and that will lead us to be able to make a decision as a company when to go forward, and if we can build this, and I'm pretty sure we'll be able to, but we need to have those numbers in hand before we make a definitive plan and schedule.
Warren, are there any key levels in terms of price levels for gold, silver, any of the other metals that are within that Velardania project that also play into the decision in terms of bringing that into a construction and development stage?
Well, we're certainly helped by a higher silver price. And when I had thought about this here earlier this year, you know, it had looked like when we were looking at silver in the upper $20 per ounce range that we'd be able to start independent of the gold stream from the deposit. But as silver fell down below $25 an ounce, that became a little bit less attractive economically, still profitable, but not with as much margin as one would like. And that led to the decision to delay the startup until we had the BIOX facility approved and construction started. So the silver price definitely plays into the whole picture here. Now, gold price, it's really very resilient on gold price. So, you know, anything close to today's price in gold is very attractive for this deposit.
Well, Warren, it'll be interesting to keep following along with the progress from that study and see how things develop into next year for bringing mine number two online. Just as we wrap up here, what are the key catalysts you want investors to stay focused on, let's say through the balance of this year and heading into Q1? Because I know you have other projects that you have JV projects on, you have other drilling that you're doing in other projects. What are the key news that you want investors to focus on?
The key picture here is one, you know, continued profitability from Rodeo and expansion of the resource. We should know and have some of that information out early next year. And then the progress on the studies on Velardania are very key to the company, obviously. So we'll have information on those studies and what that looks like also early next year. We're also drilling at the Yokivo district right now, second phase of drilling, after some very good results early in the year. So those results will begin to be available early next year as well, and that could be pretty exciting for the company depending on what we're seeing there. Now, additional to that, we eventually hope to have some information from drilling at El Quebar in Argentina, where Barrick is continuing their program to earn into the deposit, into that option agreement.
All right, Warren, thank you for this update. Congratulations on that profitable Q3, and hopefully the company does just continue to generate free cash flow from mining operations and continues to move through with the exploration that's also ongoing at a wide range of these projects. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Warren regarding Golden Minerals, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We will get Warren to address those. Warren, thank you for your time. Keep us up to date on future news.
Thank you, guys. Much appreciated.